AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Key senators and the families of the 67 killed in an airliner collision with an Army helicopter near Washington, D.C. are convinced advanced aircraft locator systems would have prevented the crash. It Donahue reports experts have been recommending them for decades.
Senate Commerce Committee Chair Ted Cruz says it's unclear if Congress would pass a bill approving the system.
Flying can only be safe when everybody follows the same standards.
The system broadcasts locations of other aircraft and receives data on it as well. The bill passed the Senate but is lingering in the House. Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Duckworth says there was a similar incident in 2013 at Reagan National that was a near miss.
FAA's failure in the face of blaring alarm bells screaming out that it was a matter of when, not if, one of the near misses at DCA would become a deadly tragedy is, unfortunately, emblematic of a chronic crisis that's plagued FAA for years.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Trump administration says it's ending its immigration crackdown in Minnesota after weeks of angry mass protests, thousands of arrests, and two fatal shootings. Governor Tim Walz says Washington must now help with the recovery. Meanwhile, it looks like there's a shutdown ahead for the Department of Homeland Security, with the House and Senate set for a 10-day break. And the EPA's revoked the scientific finding that's underpinned U.S. efforts to fight climate change. Matthew Daly has details.
The 2009 endangerment finding says that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases endanger human health and the environment. Environmental groups and public health advocates say that this is crucial to protecting human health and the environment, which is actually stated in the EPA's mission as something that they must do. Conservatives and Republicans say it has overstepped and has caused more regulations that are necessary that can affect all sorts of industries. This is almost certainly going to end up in court and probably will end up in the Supreme Court.
This is AP News. Another American star has fallen short of gold at the Winter Olympics in Italy. Gethin Kulbaugh has the story.
Chloe Kim has fallen short in her bid to become the first Olympic snowboarder to win three consecutive gold medals. Kim finished second to Choi Gaon of South Korea in the women's halfpipe on Thursday. The 17-year-old Choi dethroned the two-time defending champion with a score of 90.25 on her final run. Kim had one more shot to get back on top, but she fell on her last of three runs. The 25-year-old American took silver, while Japan's Mitsuki Ono claimed bronze. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
In men's hockey, Brock Nelson scored twice as the U.S. opened its Olympic run with a 5-1 thrashing of Latvia. Canada shut out Czechia 5-0, Switzerland over France 4-0, and Germany beat Denmark 3-1. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.